This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a second helping of news leftovers. The U.S. bike racer accused of drug use and the school teacher who confessed to JonBenet Ramsey's murder. What happened to those people? First, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams is back with us, a regular Friday guest on Day to Day for news analysis. Juan, a happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Alex.
So let's say happy Thanksgiving to House Speaker-elect Nancy Pelosi, but she's got a little problem on her hands with her selection of the next head of the House Intelligence Committee. Go over this controversy for us.
Alex, this is the talk of the town, even more so than the turkeys, and this may be a difficult one for anyone to swallow because what you've got here is in the immediate aftermath of the controversy over the fight between John Murtha and Steny Hoyer for the whip job under Pelosi. And as you know, Pelosi backed Murtha for that job and then lost. Comes this controversy over who should head the House Intelligence Panel as it becomes newly constituted with the Democratic majority. The person who should head this panel, and I say should advisedly, is Jane Harman, a Democrat from California, who has been the lead Democrat on the panel
She certainly thinks she should head it.
Yes, she does. And she's been the highest-ranking Democrat on that House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. The option here is the number two Democrat, Alcee Hastings of Florida, or the number three Democrat, Sylvester Reyes of Texas. Now, what we've heard is, according to everybody, Pelosi thinks that Harman has been too soft on the Bush administration, time and again cooperated, been involved with private hearings and held information too close to her vest, not shared it with Democrats. And as you know, the war was the determinative factor in the election, so Pelosi wants to move past Harman. But the intelligence community is up in arms over the idea that Alcee Hastings, a man who was impeached, forced off the federal bench as a judge, convicted by the Senate, might be the man now in charge of intelligence because the charge against him, the reason for the impeachment was that he was accused of soliciting a bribe of $150,000 in exchange for offering a lighter sentence to a pair of racketeers.
So now, you know, Congressman Hastings says in his defense, look, I was tried for that and found not guilty. And there have been, you know, a couple of things come out over the years, and in fact, fairly recently, something calling into question the evidence against him. But then he was impeached from that judgeship by the Senate. So this is kind of an ethical embarrassment for the Democrats, perhaps.
And for the intelligence people are very sensitive about the idea that somebody was even charged with soliciting a bribe, because obviously they're dealing with classified intelligence that would make that person, again, if that person had such a proclivity, likely to be solicited, you know, for all sorts of offers of money for in exchange for information. Now, Hastings on Wednesday, just before Thanksgiving, sent out a statement to his colleagues in which he's complained about media coverage and said that he's been the victim of, and here I quote, misleading, poorly informed, misinformed, and venomous attacks by pundits, politicians, and editors screaming the word impeachment, but not mentioning that he was acquitted in a court of law on these charges.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see how that one comes out. You kind of wonder if the Democrats have lost track of how to run Congress in the years they've been away.
Well, you know, they're new and they have to get together, and there are all these tensions, And again, it always comes back to the war. And in the case of Steny Hoyer and John Murtha, now in the case of Jane Harman.
The war. President Bush is on his way to Jordan this next week to meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. I think it's Thursday of next week. What do you expect there? Are they going to say something new, or is Mr. Bush going to wait for this Iraq study group to report its findings? And do you know when that's going to be?
No, I don't know when exactly that will be, although it's widely expected to be sometime in December. They don't have an exact date. But I would think that there's not much going to come out of the Bush al-Maliki meeting except that the president will reaffirm, President Bush will reaffirm his commitment, you know, not to cut and run and that kind of thing, and that he's in there for the long haul despite the violence that we saw just yesterday. And also, you've got to remember that the Democrats are now on call to, you know, come up with their own ideas. So it's going to be a combination of ideas from the Baker Commission, ideas from the Democrats, and the White House, of course, having the ultimate hand because they'll make the call with their new Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates. So there's lots of in motion here, but I don't see that we're at the point where I could say, oh, yes, Alex, it's coming in a week. No, I don't see that.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Thank you again, Juan.
You're welcome, Alex.